Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Byrne. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers bunts towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso catches it and throws to second to double up Groth. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Bud Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Minoso moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso scores. Stevens moves to third. two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball towards right. Dyke settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dyke. Mealy moves to second. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive towards first. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-0 in the game. Severs strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Byrne strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Courtney moves to third. Hunter moves to second. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pellett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Mealy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney juggles the ball. That's an error on Courtney. Minoso moves to third. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke throws the ball into Young, who tags Sheely trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Minoso scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mike Bliska now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bliska covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Byrne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to third. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bliska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bliska takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to third. Bliska moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter scores. Bliska moves to third. Groth moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Forknealies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealies fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hunter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Mike Bliska. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Edwards moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-1 in the game. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Severs strikes out. 1 out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-4 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-4 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.